You are all weirdos.
Nerd science is the revolution. Nerd science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chainsaw Man Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family, a manga podcast family, not a network. I'm here with my man Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? We'll have to get a new theme song for Chainsaw Man to throw us off at the beginning of the episode. What happens with those? But here we are. We get what we wanted. End up chapter 90, Superpower. Power, I say.
Right? Power.
Power. I'm not going to spoil power.
Superpower.
And then at the end, you kind of end up like, oh, man. Oh, that's pretty accurate.
Of course. Yes.
That's the best. You can't trust power. No. Even coming back from the dead, power.
Oh, she seemed so trustworthy.
She seemed so into it. But we do get her.
But that's
for now.
Her. Yeah.
So we start off.
Power being power, as someone would say.
Power being power. You end up with a wrong turn. You end up where there's power of the awful death mind.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she's laying amongst some, you know, large, small intestines.
Mm-hmm.
Just laying there, you know, with her little cute uniform on. And she's like, oh, I'm still sleeping. Go away, because somebody's trying to wake her up. And now if you want a double thing here.
Yeah, we get Pochita.
We get Pochita. And Pochita actually coming to power of the dead mind and saying, please. You have to save Denji. And that's great.
I've seen Pochita. It's been a while, right?
The only time we'll ever, like, this kind of way, I don't think we have. We really only see
Volume
little
one?
Snippets
yeah.
of, like, oh, do it. And most of the stuff has been flashback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually have Power and Pochita do it. And you have to remember, as this goes on, too, like, Power's never met Pochita.
No.
She's never seen him. But you get the idea, and this is where the layers are. Layers of intestines, but also storytelling, where you realize even what we saw, but there's always going to be the time to, like, Denji probably can't stop talking about Pochita. Like, as told, like, even when with Meowie, and like, hey, I had a...
Yeah, they hang out.
Yeah, so she says, you must be Pochita. Denji told me all about you, and it's so nice that Denji was probably, oh, man, you would have loved the Pochita. Get this. He had a chainsaw. You'd never believe it. Like a chainsaw. Like, you
ran
mean like
a
chainsaw
head.
Man?
You've never seen anything like it.
You'd never seen it ever. It's the craziest thing. Like, I think he might have been the chainsaw man. No, it's Pochita. He just has a chainsaw. Like, Denji's probably so oblivious, but she says, you must be Pochita. Told about me. He said, please, Power, I want you to save Denji. Now, in the roundabout deal, Pochita knows all about Power because just sitting in there, probably listening to all her nonsense, and shows that desperation has hit. When you do have to trust power,
yes.
Desperation's hit. But in this deal, we have set up that power has changed. Like, power really does, you know, like Denji.
Love Denji. They're brother sister.
Yeah, they're brother sister family in this. And all this stuff that went down, pretty much what Pochita's saying, I need you to get rid of Makima and save Denji. And that seems like this would be right where Power would go. She's dead. And I mean, it's nothing to it. She is dead and she's going to come back. And the explanation is that connection of the blood, just like Pochita and Denji, that when he ended up drinking Power's blood to end up, you know, not dying, you know, there's where they have that connection. And as a blood devil, you can come back and do this. And says, even with your blood devil powers, you'll disappear. If you don't do this, devils can increase their strength by eating the flesh, all this stuff. You can eat me then and revive as a devil. Will you
power.
Save Denji for me? And it's like the cutest thing where you keep seeing him. And like by this point, even without seeing him for that long, it's like the chainsaw in the head. It doesn't. But when you see him up close, the one
so
when
cute.
He says that, it's like the cutest
the
thing
big
ever.
Black eyes. Yeah.
It's like I like how they
dog.
Emphasize the eyes in that. And the best is at this point, it's like the greatest thing ever because he says, will you save Denji for me? And she goes, obviously, like she's ready. She's like ready to go. You're like, this is the greatest.
Of course.
And then says, Denji's my buddy.
Yes.
And it's great. You're like, oh. And at that point, Makima with all those sus guys there, and there's the dead chainsaw man just in blood where she has completed the, like all of this is done. Even the chainsaw's all bashed in and broken and things.
Yeah.
And it starts moving. I mean, she's there, like, she's about to do, like, what looks like the final ritual, whatever she's up to. Things are going to end, and she thinks it's over. And she's like, huh? And it starts
getting up. Yeah,
it does. And it starts getting up, and then the funniest, I mean, the most horrifically funny thing you've ever seen, because then you go, it is so wacky what she comes out of, because
it's
then
such a bizarre page
turn. Oh, it's
turn.
So weird. It even feels like the only thing I could say with her head kind of being like the cheetah kind of deal, it reminds me of like Aztec
like
stuff. Like, yeah, and it does have like a beam shark there. You're right. It looks like an Aztec kind of like thing that you have on a wall. It's crazy. And she is laughing as all of a sudden swords just go through everyone. It's like,
hideous.
Holy crap.
It looks like Chainsaw Man threw her up in a pile of blood. She's nude with her rib cage exposed and just intestines all the way up to her neck, to her head.
Oh, it's so
and she's
horrific.
Got the shark head and forearms and a tail. And everyone in the background has just spikes going out of their
even
body.
Even Makima, too. Like, they have these swords just flying through them, and she is laughing.
The blood power. Yeah.
Yeah. She thinks it's hilarious. She is laughing. And then, just to show the deal, and at this point, it's so pure. Like, this is the ultimate version of horrific power.
Yeah.
Like, what you're hoping at this point is that, okay, this is the demon. This is her devil form. And she'll finish the job here, and then she'll get back to power, and somehow Denji, and they'll just, like,
well,
I imagine.
She's always braggadocious, and she's just like, I am the strongest, me. And she might be.
Yeah, and I thought at this point, she's taking care of things, and we're going to get one of these page turns where it's going to be Denji and Power at the apartment, just laughing at some TV show, and then say, like, man, that was crazy, right? Like, but you go, and you can tell they're, like, not only the she has to take care of Makima, but she seems a little pissed too, because all of a sudden 800 knives and spears and arrows, they just come flying through her, and she definitely is having issues, and all these other guys are just getting, and that's where she says, the strongest, I'm the strongest, me. And there's Makima, who's like, usage 100 years, and grabs a sword out, and you have them go, like, you know, toe to toe here, where you have power with these swords there above, all this stuff going down. And you end up, she yells, thousand Terra blood rain, and just destroys
she's
Makima
just making
again.
Up
yeah, she's
cries.
Just yelling things, and then yells, Makima is trash, Makima is nobody, yes. I'm the first president, ga-ha-ha, and she is having the time of her life, or death, really going at it. At one point, you even have a dagger coming from the groin area, like, she is using Makima as a pincushion.
Yeah.
And the worst is that Makima, every time she dies, looks like, oh God, she's like, this surprised her. This
but
is
then
the,
she's
the
fine.
And then she's fine.
Yeah.
And she says zombie. And then you see like everybody there, and she's using what we had, this ghost full circle.
Mm-hmm.
First chapter of that zombie devil. And we see him. There he is behind her. And that's the one that took down grandpa and all the thing where you have, she says, all them there and turning everybody that died now into zombies. And they just go and attack. And they're attacking her, and she's just yelling. Even then, she's just like, ow, ow! And she's yelling. Yes. It's like, okay, it's gotta. And then Makima just starts with the finger banging.
Yes.
Just bang, and just ripping arms off, and bang, and then says, why, Power? Why are you alive after I killed you? And she's just like, And then Makima says, answer one question. And that's where you see Chainsaw Man, and they're like trying to get him up, and, you know, this whole thing of this is mine, and you end up where Makima just keeps finger banging
mm-hmm.
to the point where Power is like kind of ripped apart at a bit, like seems like an animal now trying to get
away.
She
blows an arm off and so Makima is just showing that she still is in control. She's the control devil and she's in control.
I get, like, we don't know what the full thing was, because remember, this is, you got to save Denji, you got to bring Denji back, and at one point she does pick up Chainsaw Man, like she's going to try to maybe run away with him, whatever it would be, and you end up where gets finger bang boom down, and she's just left there, and she even seems like she's crying at one point, but you end up where Makima says, Power, be a good girl and hand over Chainsaw Man, and it do it, and I won't kill you, I'll let you be my pet again. And you're like, so what are you doing? Now, again, Power will do whatever Power can do to keep going. And just like, what? What did you say? And then just grabs the Chainsaw Man carcass and is like, your wish is my command.
It's such power.
Power says, oh, you didn't get it? I was actually capturing Chainsaw Man. That's what
I captured this fool. She always makes up her own truth.
It's the best at the end. because Makima then like looks, then says good girl, and Pochita in the mind's like,
no way.
Oh, no way. Like, what is going on? Why are you doing this?
Been paying attention.
Yeah, Pochita just didn't, and he's got the sweat. He tried. That's the best. And then she yells, the glory's mine. And it ends. But you can only hope that this is the idea of like, hey, you want to take him. And then all of a sudden it's Chainsaw Man ripping through and it's Denji. We don't know, but Power just does what Power has to do. And it's hilarious. And it's
perfect. I mean, it still fits the character because she would do that.
If Power would continue here, don't like this form though. We need to get Power back to the Power. Yeah. But at this point, it's kind of cool. But yeah, she's missing arms and stuff. It's just horrific. But oh, Pochita, you really imagine in the mind there, it's wah, wah, wah. Yes, like he's just
I thought she changed.
Yeah, he had no other choice. No. So he had to do this. And whatever, if this is and fully didn't work out, you're no worse off, I guess. I mean, what is Pochita going to do? He's Pochita. But yeah, so Power's still like the idea of at the end, she totally turns on them. She ends up what looks like she's got. And she somehow is trying to make it as if this was her plan all along. Yeah. And she's the greatest ever. And normally, though, at a point, would have been funny because we would have thought, oh, that, you know, why? But at this point, it does kind of hit. But I still, because of what happened, I think that this isn't quite what we're seeing, especially the way it ends. And I think not. I think she'll end up doing something else to then totally claim more victory. That's all she does. I like that she's just out of nowhere. She was a Pulitzer Prize winner the last time. She was yelling with the Eternity Devil in the hotel.
Oh yeah, Nobel. I won the Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Prize,
Peace Prize. She's just yelling. Now she's the first president. Like, so weird. And I love that Makima doesn't even pay attention to that.
No, she's like
anybody else would be like, "What are you? What country? What are you talking about?" And then Power would like make up more stuff, but. Yeah, she's dealt with this, but it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good, and the Power stuff is perfect. I just at the end, you're like, oh, why would you do this? Mm-hmm. So I hope it isn't. But what would you give it?
I can't give it a 10.
I'm not giving it a 10. I'm close.
But I'm really close. I'm going to give it a 9.9 because, yeah, I really loved it. I loved having Power back. I wish she wasn't hideous like this, and I'm kind of bummed, but I can't be too bummed because it fits her character that she would turn when the chips are not on her side. So, but there's such good stuff with her early too about Denji's my buddy. Of course, obviously, I'll try and save him. But then when she's like, oh, I'm with you, and that's what she would do. So it's true to the character. It's just
and you just hate Makima still, right?
Oh yeah,
Makima. And what happens here too is It works, and usually it wouldn't. Like, Makima just, she has unlimited death. Like, it just, she could do whatever she wants. I mean, the zombie devil all of a sudden, and even then, 100-year usage that she grabs from, you know, angel devil kind of power to get that sword.
It's like,
yeah, how much can she do this? Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point, she's got to get to a point where they're like, listen, you have 3 minutes to live. I mean, you're just using this stuff, but it's so unlimited of what she can do, and seems, you know, like it doesn't end. Also, I like that where when you have Power come out, like she ends up looking like she has like full like lengthwise leather like things, even though it does. But it's like blood. And it's pretty crazy. That is horrific. It's so the tail's like a ribbon.
She's like an alien or something. It's bizarre.
The only thing that she has that you can recognize is butt cheeks. I mean, everything. And even that has that ribbon tail. It's so crazy. The idea of it. And just she's pretty bad butt. But then she starts just celebrating. I don't know if that. I don't think you could do anything about it anyway. She just likes ripping apart through Makima. And we see Makima die a bunch of times and then uses 100. Yeah, just crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. But I'm 9.8. You're a 9.9. It's really good. It's very quick, too.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's one of those, it's so quick that's why I love this when I first read way back the marathon and through them.
Mm-hmm.
But you never feel like you didn't get enough. It's always like, it's the weird play of it's the quickest thing me and you do, but it always feels like you get a lot and you want to get to the next one as well. So she's like, your wish is my command. What are you doing, Power? I can't believe that she's
no
in
way.
There. Without Pochita there, it would have hit different. I love Pochita because there's always kind of that joke feel. But yeah, so that is that. So thanks everybody for listening. And with that, if you want to help us out for everything we do and get a couple things early access and get some exclusive Manga Monday shows, go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/weirdsciencemanga. And that's that. We will be off. We'll be back next week with more Chainsaw Man. So thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.